Continuing with the 18th Brumaire and their tactic to strip us of all ability to be self-sufficient. The mortgage debt burdening the soil of France imposes on the French peasantry payment of an amount of interest equal to the annual interest on the entire British national debt. Smallholding property, in this enslavement by capital to which its development inevitably pushes forward. And my comment, the attribution to an imposed scarcity, i.e., a result born of force, coercion, of some natural inherent development and an historical role, proposing the existence of inevitable economic laws that produce it, is doing power's work for it, weaving the curtain that power stands behind. Continuing. Has transformed the mass, that is the hidden plan of these power guys, has transformed the mass of the French nation into troglodytes. 16 million peasants, including women and children, dwell in hovels, a large number of which have but one opening, others only two, and the most favored only three. And windows are to a house what the five senses are to the head. The bourgeois order, which at the beginning of the century set the state to stand guard over the newly arisen smallholding and manured it with laurels, has become a vampire that sucks out its blood and brains and throws it into the alchemistic cauldron of capital. I wouldn't call that an alchemistic cauldron, but let's don't quibble. Continuing, the Code Napoleon is now nothing but a codex of distraints, forced sales, and compulsory auctions. To the 4 million, including children, etc., etc. I'm sorry. I love you, Carl. I love you dearly, but there's certain blind spots we won't discuss right now, etc. To the 4 million officially recognized paupers, vagabonds, criminals, and prostitutes in France must be added 5 million who hover on the margin of existence and either have their haunts in the countryside itself or with their rags and their children continually desert the countryside for the towns and the towns for the countryside. The interests of the peasants, therefore, are no longer, as under Napoleon, in accord with, but in opposition to, the interests of the bourgeoisie, to capital, to Plato's tribesmen, to the power guys, to the global state statesmen. Hence the peasants find their natural ally and leader, long discussion, in the urban proletariat, whose task is the overthrow of the bourgeois order. And by task, he means historical task. That was a mistaken notion. But we are now waking up. But strong and unlimited government. And this is the second idée Napoleonienne, which the second Napoleon has to carry out, is called upon to defend this material order by force. This ordre material also serves as the catchword in all of Bonaparte's proclamations against the rebellious peasants. One sees, says Karl Marx, all idées Napoleoniennes are ideas of the undeveloped smallholding in the freshness of its youth. For the smallholding that has outlived its day, they are an absurdity, these ideas. They are only the hallucinations of its death struggle, words that are transformed into phrases, spirits transformed into ghosts. But the parody of the empire, De Imperialismus, necessity, historical necessity, inevitability, was necessary to free the mass of the French nation from the weight of tradition. Translation into earth speak, disconnect the earth connected, and therefore soul and self-sufficient from their earth connectedness in order to force them into a dependent relation to power, subject to its grand objectives. That's our freedom, folk. Continuing. And to work out in pure form the opposition between the state power and society, with the progressive undermining of smallholding property, the state structure erected on it collapses. The centralization of the state that modern society requires, does it, arises only on the ruins of the military bureaucratic government machinery, which was forged in opposition to feudalism. And my comment, now that we have lived this state centralization, now that we have seen what it means to have consent imposed by the elimination of all other options, we must begin challenging this assumption of the inevitability, because supposedly ordained by history, of power's appropriation of our planet.